Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, I didn't have it turned up. Ah, here we go. 1911 University. With Joe Chambers, of course. I want you to know I was at a gun shop the other day, Joe, and I was so tempted to go look at a 45 in their rack, and then I said, no, I'll just end up throwing it away eventually. Just I haven't shot a 45 in a while, so. Joe's got one. Joe's going to soon make that a past tense statement, which will be cool. But I was standing there. I actually found a Glock 34 there that was not heavily modified, but partially modified. It was like an $1,100 gun, and they wanted it a ridiculously low amount of money for it, so I had to buy that.
Oh, nice.
Although I did see a Smith & Wesson 1006. That seems like a gun that you... I take it you don't like that gun.
A 1006?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to remind myself. Hang on.
That was the 10mm pistol that the FBI wanted to go to after their big Florida shootout where their guys got pretty much destroyed in that gunfight.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's okay if you don't like it. I don't have any dog in that fight.
You know, the thing is, Smith & Wesson had so many different pistols during that era.
Right.
Right? Like, you got the 1006, you got the 1026, the 46, the 66, 76, the 86.
Yeah.
Then you got the 1200 series. Then you got the 6000 series. It's like, oh my gosh, can you please, just pick something. Pick something. You don't need 47 different models.
Right.
But, hey, some companies do that. You know? I mean, there's some semi-custom and plain Jane stock 1911 companies out there that have 40 to 80 models. You ever looked at a Kimber catalog? Oh, my gosh. It'll blow your mind how many models they got.
Well, I kind of always thought that was a little unnecessary.
Yeah, it falls into the jack-of-all-trades thing, you know.
Is that where a company, because they have so many, and are most of these just visual packages?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're all built with the same part. So I think basically the same gun inside.
Is this where the quality control begins to slip? Because they're trying to have so many different models, and then they're trying to... I don't even know how they would manage to keep up with what's coming in, the orders that are coming in, all that other stuff. I just have my issues with that.
I mean, those big companies like that, they're selling to distributors or, you know, like some of the semi-custom shops. If you're a dealer, you sign up at
SHOT Show?
The SHOT Show or the NRA Show as a dealer, and you order an X number of guns, and then they deliver them. So, I mean, just the way it is. I just had a conversation with a friend today about not buying our guns to retail. That's not what we do. We don't sell you our guns so you can turn around in a month and sell them for $2,000 more. If I wanted to do that, I'd do it myself. That's not what we do. So.
That had to be an interesting conversation.
It was. He's not doing that, which is great. Somebody else is doing it, which is not good. It was an interesting conversation, to say the least, because he got burned by somebody else that's doing that by selling them a gun that he bought from me at his price, and then the guy turned around and bumped it for many thousands of dollars and sold it to somebody else who wanted it because he couldn't get it. And my friend who owned the gun originally was like, dude, I didn't sell you that so you could flip it like that. That wasn't the point. I sold it to you because you said you really wanted one and you didn't have one.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
For those that don't know Joe, if you had one of his guns and you needed to liquidate it for whatever reason, Joe would buy it from you and then put it up for sale, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I take guns in on trade that we build, and I also sell them for our clients.
Yeah.
Because I have a long list of people who wants them, you know.
Right.
And I can literally sell a gun. You know, I sold, Eric decided he wanted to be debt-free recently, so I put his regulator, his personal regulator, which was new in the box, up for sale and sold it in literally 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's the thing with Joe's stuff. That's the thing with Joe's stuff. I mean, one of the reasons that I have my original name emblazoned on the side of my gun is that means nobody else will ever want it,
right?
I think. So that's why I have it that way, and that means that this will be one of the guns that is incinerated with me when I am cremated, whenever that day comes. And then I and my Chambers custom pistol or pistols will be scattered somewhere scenic, I hope.
Well, you'll have to talk to your wife about that. She may call me and ask me to sell them for you.
Well, see, at that point, I won't care, right? I mean, I have two sons, and I'm kind of thinking that they're going to sit back and... I keep my guns in a big, heavy toolbox. It weighs 500 pounds by itself. It can be locked. It's basically a gun safe. And I'm sure they'll come in here and pull open the drawers and look at them, and just their eyes will just glaze over. They'll be like, what kind of guns were those called? What were they? It was like a room. It was like a, was it chambermaids? Whatever it was. Which ones are those? And then they will...
Yep.
There's two of them, so if I have two, at least they won't fight over that.
There you go.
So I have that to look forward to. I won't be looking forward to it. But so when we're heading into the first break. When we come back, I want to hear about the... I want to hear about the uppers that you got coming, if you can talk about that. And I want to hear about okay. Well, then I want to hear about what happened to them, if you can talk about that. And then I want to hear about the Nest guns.
Mm-hmm.
And the YC squared, is that what it's called? Is that what that particular pistol is called? Okay.
Yeah, the YC squared that we're building with Steve right now.
Yep. So, for those of you who would like to get involved with this, especially those of you who consider yourself connoisseurs of custom guns, I can assure you that if you were to imbibe and pamper yourself and treat yourself to a Chambers custom pistol, you would look at the other pistols in your collection and figure out how many more Chambers you could order once you sell those. Take that challenge. Go to chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Music. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Indeed. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Joe Chambers, it is 1911 University from Chambers Custom. And so, tell me about these uppers. How was it that you put it? I think it was on Instagram. I received some of the most sought-after uppers in the world. And now they're already gone, huh? 10 of them.
Yeah, they were the... uppers that I needed to complete the KAC sets that we've been working on.
Right.
So they were the... They were the KAC SR25 6.5 Creedmoor uppers, which are extremely rare.
Yeah. I would imagine so. And I have shot the pistol that is mated with those, which it is superb. A superb pistol.
Pretty fun, isn't it?
Very much so fun. Although it did start some Facebook drama. Because I closed an eye. I figured out what's going on with that, by the way. If I cannot shoot and wear my glasses.
Okay.
That just doesn't work for me. If I do it, I do have to close one eye. If I take them off and I, you know, my vision far out is still better than my vision up close. So I can open both eyes and then everybody's happy.
Yeah.
But,
you know, a few years ago I took my dad hunting and he had just gotten trifocals at that time. And if you don't have trifocals, this is what you have to look forward to.
Mm.
So we were sitting in this field where we used to hunt a lot and hunt deer here. And this nice big fat doe walks out. She's like 150 yards away. And I says, why don't you just use my rifle when we were going on this little walkabout? So we didn't have to carry extra stuff. And he's like, okay. So we're all set up, and this big old fat doe walks out, and he took aim, and he missed her. And I watched the bullet impact like 3 feet below her. And she just stood there. It was a suppressed rifle, so she didn't even hear it. And so he loaded another one. He's like, what the heck? I thought you said this rifle was sighted in. And I says, it is. He shot again, 3 feet low again. And now she starts moving, so he loaded it again. And he shot again and missed, and it was 3 feet low again. And she's in a dead run. She's out of there. And he's looking at me with his glasses on, and the sun is reflecting just right, and I can see the three different lenses. I said, hey, when did you get those trifocals? He goes, I just got them like 2 weeks ago before I came up to visit. I said, yeah, have you ever shot with those on before, ever? And he's like, no. I says, well, maybe you should take a practice shot now that you've scared all the deer off. So he aimed really carefully. I said, now tip your head down so you can see through the top of the glasses and not the trifocal part. So he did, and he hit dead bullseye on this tree he was shooting at. I says, yeah, it's not the gun. So glasses can absolutely mess you up, no doubt about it.
Yeah, mine have got a bunch of things in it, like blue block and anti-glare and everything else, and that just, you know, messes things up. I cannot shoot with both eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who knows. I've seen plenty of, but you know what? I digress. So let's get, we've talked about the uppers. They were 6.5 Creedmoor. So what did you have to do to them? Laser engrave them or something?
I didn't do nothing. I put them in a case with a knife and sent them out. That was it. People have been waiting on them for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how it is, you know. It's been hard to get stuff, period. But knights is like I am. They have a forever backlog. And so, you know, we're just happy to get them in. I love working with those dudes. They're super great to work with. And, yeah, it was nice to get that project closed out, because now we'll get to talk about going forward what I want to do, if I want to do another batch of those, or do another batch of guns with them, where the pistol's slightly different, the rifle's slightly different, you know, or what exactly we want to do going forward.
Right.
But whatever we do, it'll be super cool.
Well, I'm sure it will be. But so let's go to the Nest guns. Now, the Nest guns, this is the Reston gun?
Correct.
And you're just about done with those. And how many have you managed to ship out already?
I think Eric is building the 13th out of 25 right now.
Right. And what is the feedback you've gotten on those?
Oh, people just love them. They love those guns. I was curious to see what the general reception of those guns would be because they're a reverse two-tone,
right,
stainless top, blue bottom, and that's an acquired taste. You know, you have to like that look to go, yes, I want one of those. But apparently, at least 25 people wanted them because we sold out.
Yeah.
And we have a short wait list of people who are always asking, oh, if one of those comes up, I would take one or whatever. But I like the Nest gun. I think it's a nice package. It's got a full length dust cover, which is cool. So, but it's a 4.25 inch gun.
Right.
And, it's a smooth pistol, really smooth operating pistol, functions really well, shoots really flat. The guns that Eric's building are super accurate. Matter of fact, I shot one today for one of our clients, Henry, and I got it sighted in, and I shot 5 out of 5 at 50 yards on a head target of a half-size USPSA steel, and then I went 5 out of 5 at 15 yards, weekend only, on a 6-inch circle.
Right.
So that's pretty darn accurate. I was stoked. Right.
So when we get back, I had an experience Monday that now makes me curious, and I want to talk to you about that, and we'll also talk about the YC squared as well, because that's the Fisher gun. I don't know that much about Jared and Chuck. I do know about Steve. I would like to know about those guys. I know their background and everything, but I would like to know about those guys. But the YC squared, that interests me because it is Steve, and I know him more than I know those other guys. But that's all beside the point. To follow Chambers Custom, and a good place to follow them is Instagram. They're all of the all the builders are on their own individual Instagram too. It's all Chambers Custom. It all starts there. Check them out on Instagram, Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said as the war rages on in Ukraine, he's not expecting this to end anytime soon.
We've seen the brutality that Vladimir Putin has brought to this. We know his track record in Chechnya. We know the track record of what he's aided and abetted in Syria. I think we have to expect the same. And part of the reason we have to expect the same is that this has not gone according to Putin's plan. He anticipated that somehow they would go into to Ukraine. The Ukrainians would either somehow welcome them or at least fold their tents and move out. And, of course, exactly the opposite has happened.
Oil prices climbed again today after the International Energy Agency said markets would lose 3 million barrels per day of Russian crude and refined products. The supply loss would be far greater than expected, 1 million barrels per day. That's the drop in demand triggered by higher fuel prices. This is USA Radio News. American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison. Ticks carrying a mysterious and rare virus that can sicken or even kill older adults or people with underlying conditions have been found now in at least six states. Test samples revealed Lone Star ticks in Georgia had picked up the Heartland virus, according to Emory University researchers. Not much is yet known about the Heartland virus, which, when transmitted to a person by a tick bite, can cause fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, headache, nausea, diarrhea, and muscle or joint pain. It's unclear if other ticks can spread the same virus. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, 1911 University. We were speaking about the Nest guns. Let's talk about the YC squared, if we may. Now, this is, give the description of the YC squared, single stack, double stack, nine, what caliber is it? What do you think of the characteristics of the YC squared?
Well, the YC squared was designed to be the ultimate concealed carry weapon. Steve Fisher and I have spent about 2 years discussing, contemplating, designing, testing various features of this gun to be able to bring out what we think is probably the best option for somebody who wants to carry a single stack 9mm.
Okay.
It's got a full size. It's got a full size frame with a light rail. It's got a the slide with the comp is commander length. So the whole it's basically a commander sized gun, 4 1/4 inch, 4.3, somewhere right in that range, slide length from the barrel. It can be had with ambies or with not. Most guys are ordering it with single side. Only there's only been a few people to order it with Ambies, and those are guys like we just shipped one out to a police officer, an undercover police officer who's going to be carrying the gun every day. These guns are designed for full power ammo. They're not designed right. for soft, you know, party ammo. They're designed for self-defense ammo.
Party ammo. Okay.
Yeah, and they run exceptionally well. They're super flat. The one thing that I had to compromise on the build that I'm not a huge fan of was we used flat wire recoil spring, but we had to because the gun is so short. We didn't have an option.
Right.
So I spent weeks and weeks and weeks and thousands of rounds of ammo testing different flat wire spring rates to get the one that I wanted, which would keep the gun flat with self-defense ammo, but it would still function, even though it may not lock back all the time, with, cheap store-bought ammo. The other feature that these guns can have on them, and like the one that we shipped today has on it, is it has a magwell. And we use the Chen Gen 2 magwell exclusively. So the gun maintains the original factory length of a government model in the grip, but it has a magwell. And of course, you know, it has the RDSM plate. And I designed, with the help of another friend of mine out in California who did the machine work, I designed a plate for the new Holosun 507K dot, which is a little micro dot, you know.
Right.
And that's what some of the guns will ship with. They all ship with both plates, but some of them specifically, the guy wanted the regular plate on this one because he's going to put an RMR on it for his carry gun. His duty gun, but
right.
the majority of these will ship with the K plate, which is super slick. I mean, it actually looks like the plate is part of the slide.
Cool. That I want to see that kind of blending. You know, Steve does his little series on Instagram where his nightstand, right? And Steve, I'm not going to give away any secrets, but Steve, when Steve travels, he does have more than one pistol. And most of the time, the pistols he seems to be carrying are not the pistols he trains when he's given a class. Have you ever noticed that?
Correct.
So, you know, I think I've seen a Y. Has he got a YC squared already?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think
a few weeks back.
Yeah, I think I may have seen that one. But in any event, I find that very interesting. However, I have a question for you because Joe, he's building a gun for me right now, and later on, hopefully, he will build another gun for me. And I have an idea that I'd like to run past you about what the next gun might be.
Okay.
So the other day, one of my sponsors here locally built me this Poly 80 10mm. And I shot that, and I absolutely loved it. And then I tried to ask myself, what would be better than this gun in terms of what I can run through it? And because, I'm aware of, Glock, polymer, you don't want to run a lot of 10mm rounds through that thing. I don't know what the Poly 80 lower is like, but I believe it is known that unless you have a metal mag release in it, that the weak point is at the mag release when you're shooting that gun. So if you wanted to really shoot a gun like that, you'd probably want something that is a little harder. So what would you think about a 10mm single stack, because I know that's all you would build on it, unless I'm Steven Seagal. A 10mm single stack with a compensator on it in a commander size.
Not happening.
Not happening? Why wouldn't that happen?
Because you lose all the fun of a 10mm when you chop the barrel down to commander length. You know, I've got my 10mm here that has the YC squared comp on it that I've been playing around with and testing.
Right.
Steve insisted that I put the YC squared comp on it first.
Right.
Even though I wanted to put the big hole comp on it.
Right.
And I told him the same thing, so I'm not saying anything I wouldn't say to him. I shot it, and I was like, I mean, it's just not with the YC squared comp does not dissipate enough gas to make that big of a difference.
So what kind of comp would you put on it then if you were going to put a comp on it?
Oh, I'm going to try it with the big hole comp that we put on the light fighters and the CC models. I think that'll just flat out make it shoot like a dream. Ten millimeters already loud. It's extra loud with the comp. So where's a little bit more noise? If you're carrying that gun in a hunting scenario, you're probably wearing ear pro anyway. I mean, nobody is going to intentionally shoot a 10 millimeter of any type without ear pro. It's stupid loud.
Hmm. So if I wanted to request something like that, would you say that could happen? Yeah. A full sized 10 millimeter with that big hole. The big comp on it?
Oh, yeah, it's entirely possible. The whole reason I went down this rabbit hole is because I've got a client, celebrity client.
I tell you what, hold right there, because we're coming up on the break. I want to hear all about this. I so rarely ask the right question to lead him down this kind of a path to where I'm actually not the first one to ask for this, which I'm sure I'm never the first one to ask for this, so... That's always fun to do with Joe. You can follow Joe on Facebook at ChambersCustom.com, on YouTube at ChambersCustom.com. What's the Patreon page?
1911 University.
1911 University. You should go there just to see the critiques. I guess you could put it that way. The critiques. He's very diplomatic, but they are critiques. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, it's 1911 University, and we're about to go down the 10-millimeter rabbit hole because I asked him to do something at first that I thought would be clever and cool, but apparently not. So we've had to change that, but he's about to tell me. So tell me the story.
So I have a client, celebrity client, that has asked me to build him a 10-millimeter for hog hunting. And once you start down that rabbit hole, you gotta work through, you know, all the different cool things that you can do to the gun.
Right.
But also keep it, you know, within reason, because the gun's gonna be beat up, right? It's gonna get knocked around.
Right.
So that's why I started playing with the gun that I'm playing with. Brandon built this gun, my 10-millimeter, for a client several years ago, and you may remember seeing a video of Brandon shooting it, and like 6 out of the 7 brass went in the 5-gallon bucket from 10 feet away. It was amazing.
I do think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, the extraction ejection on it was just absolutely freaking amazing. And the client had it. He shot about 2,800 rounds through it, and decided he wanted to go back to a 45, so I took it in on trade. And that gave me an opportunity to start experimenting with different things regarding the 10-millimeter. Is a lighter, faster bullet better for hunting? Or is a heavier, slower bullet better for hunting? What's better for recoil management? How does the gun wear? What kind of parts wear out fast on these guns? Because it's not very often that you see a 10-millimeter with somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 rounds on it.
Right.
Guys just don't shoot them that much. You know, right. Steve is the exception to the rule. And Eric and I had built a 10-millimeter wide body, a 2019, a couple years back, but that gun's getting very limited use, very limited. It's
right.
A specific gun for a specific purpose. And so it's interesting to be able to play with it and, you know, see what's going to work or not. So anyways, it started off, I was going to put the big hole comp on there, and Steve was like, nah, try the YC squared comp, it'll be perfect. And, I mean, it just, for me, it did not give me the results that I wanted, which is, I want a gun that shoots flat out flat as possible.
Right.
And in order to do that in a 10 millimeter, you just have to have a bigger, you have to have a bigger port. You have to be able to get rid of more gas fast, because 10 millimeter has all the gas, especially when you're shooting max loads for hunting or whatever, which is most of the guys that get a 10 millimeter from us, they want it for bear hunting or deer hunting or hog hunting. And they're not carrying a gun like this for self-defense.
Right.
You're not getting no double taps with a 10 millimeter. So anyways, that's the rabbit hole I'm going down. We'll see if I can do it. I mean, I managed to pull off the YC squared. I can probably pull off the comp 10. And if this is a big if the big hole comp works on a government model the way that I believe it will, then I can start considering chopping the slide back a little bit and playing with that. But it'll be something that I have to vet out, you know, something that I have to play with for a little while to make sure that I'm sure that I'm sure that it's going to work before I go, hey, Bill, you want one of these? They're awesome.
Well, I'm almost certain that you will have that time, though, Joe.
Maybe.
Especially if you have a research gun. I can only imagine how many research guns you got laying around that are just like, they've had everything tried on them, this optic, that comp. You know, I would love to see that part of it.
A couple.
But, I just think that would be a cool gun to have. It would be cooler if it was double stack, but I understand.
Well, in the double stack, what we found out when we built that gun is, and it was a non-comp 5-inch, you know, it was
right.
Basically an NF in 10 millimeter. What we found out was the recoil is so violent that it causes the grip to warp. The plastic grip just warps. And, you know, I did a 500-round test fire of that gun, and at the end of the day, my hands, wrists, elbows, shoulders, back, everything hurt.
Right.
And it was just, I sent the gun to the guy. He's a very dear friend of mine. He's been in the 1911 University class, learned to build guns for me. He's an older gentleman. And I told him, I said, look, you need to shoot lighter weight bullets. You're hunting hogs. You don't need to shoot no 200-grain bullets. Shoot lighter weight bullets. Don't go crazy on the velocity. And don't go to the range and shoot, you know, 200 to 500 rounds at one time. Get it sighted in for yourself and go out and go hog hunting and shoot you a couple hogs on the weekend and put it away. This is not a range gun. And I'm sure that it will come back at some point to be worked on because that's the nature of it.
Right.
And I'm okay with that, right? I'm okay with having a single gun out there that somebody else is doing the testing and getting brutalized with in order for me to learn. That's totally fine.
That's an interesting. Getting brutalized by the gun, huh? I get you. Okay. I don't necessarily want to be brutalized. I just want to shoot and look cool while I do it.
10 millimeter brutalizes you. It's akin to shooting my .338 Lapua with just the muzzle brake and no suppressor.
Yeah.
Now you can shoot the Lapua with the muzzle brake. It's very effective, right? It kicks about like a 300 Win Mag. And it blasts your face every time you shoot it. And you can shoot 10, 15 rounds and be like, ooh, all right, I'm done, and so is my shoulder. Or you can put the giant suppressor that Brandon and I built on the end of it that's 14 inches long, and you can sit there and shoot 100 rounds like you're shooting a .308.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to achieve with the 10 millimeter is I want to be able to build a 10 millimeter for people that really, really want one and understand the limitations. And go, all right, yeah, you can shoot this thing all day at the range if you want to. Because what's the point of having something that you can't enjoy shooting?
Right. Just so you know, the 4570 with the Ranger Point Comet compensator on it is lovely. Just so you
know. I was wondering how that compensator worked on it. Because I can tell you right now, shooting it without the compensator is brutal.
Yeah. I know you want to put a can on it and all that other stuff, but you should really consider getting that compensator and sticking it on it, simply because I haven't shot it without the compensator on it, nor do I intend to, because it shoots like a 410 right now. It was lovely. If I'd had 500 rounds, I could have shot 500 rounds with that.
Yeah, without the compensator, I fired a couple rounds, and I was like, we're done.
You know you want to build that out. And I have a
question. You know the new dot that Polo Sun came out with, the little square one?
The 509T?
No, not that one. That's a pistol dot. This is the rifle dot, the little square one. I forget what it's called now, the AXTM or whatever it is. I have one of those on the way to put on top of it.
I haven't put a dot on mine yet because I have shot it. The Ghost Ring sight looks very good on it. It's very easy to do it. And I'd like to find some way to put a dot on it and have the Ghost Ring visible underneath it, if there's like a mount that would allow me to still use the Ghost Ring if I wanted to do it. So I'm looking for that right now. And we'll see what we see. But
All you need is the mount that I got is kind of tall because I want to be able to use it with night vision.
Right.
And, I mean, because what's better than shooting a 45-70 in the dark with MVGs? But I think you could probably use the Ghost Ring. I'll tell you when I get it in.
Okay.
I think it would be possible to see through the mount because it's hollow and see your iron sights.
We have run out of time. That was a very interesting. I just had an interesting visual of shooting that with nods on, and at the same time, I wonder what that blast of light would look like. Thank you very much for joining me today. I know that you'll be out at SOFG, so have a good time. Or SOGF, I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good time. We'll be, back again tomorrow, 21 hours from now. Never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.